Poland today added its voice to the chorus of concern in the U.S. and abroad about faulty pre-war intelligence on Iraq. Poland leads a multinational force in Iraq, and its president has been a staunch ally of President Bush. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Alexander Kwasniewski told European journalists he was, quote, uncomfortable with the fact that he was misled with information on weapons of mass destruction. A Polish embassy spokesman here in Washington pointed out that Kwasniewski isn't threatening to pull his 2,500 troops out of Iraq, and the Polish leader did stress in a news conference that he thinks Iraqis are better off without Saddam Hussein. But the comments come at a troubling time for the U.S.-led coalition in Iraq. In the wake of last week's railroad bombings in Madrid, Spain's new government said it would pull its 1,300 peacekeepers out of Iraq unless the United Nations takes over. A smaller contributor, Honduras, also says it will keep its 370 troops in Iraq past its mandate this summer only if the UN asks them to stay. At the State Department, spokesman Adam Arely was asked if he's concerned in the light of the latest Polish comments.
We have no reason to have any sort of questions or doubts about Poland's steadfast support of the mission in Iraq, and I would simply note that only a few days ago they made it clear that they were with us shoulder to shoulder in the efforts to bring stability and prosperity and democracy to Iraq.
As for the accusations that the U.S. misled Poland or others, Arely repeated the Bush administration line that the U.S. was acting on the best intelligence it and other countries had.
The fact that we haven't found any actual stockpiles, it came as a surprise to us.
President Bush visited Fort Campbell today, and while waiting in a meal line, a reporter tried to get him to react to the latest news out of Poland. President Bush avoided the question, saying, "I'm here to eat dinner." Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.